with everything working, then you had 55.
Yeah, it's your plan design that determines the amount of percentage that you get, not us.
Like it cannot be less than 25%. That's what you mean, right?
No, that's our minimum, as it says 25 to 65.
Not uncommon for stormwater management to be underground. Actually, very common these days. So yeah. Then they don't work together. It's more expensive for a developer, but it's a better, you know, use of more expensive commercial property.
I've seen them put them on the parking lots, under the roads, infiltrator systems.
Yeah, in the borough. Yeah. Look at the hospital, or what used to be.
Walter, the way I'm reading section 414.4, you meet the stormwater management requirements, you get 65%. It's not up to 65, it's 65%.
If you design less, that's up to you.
Yeah.
I'm comparing it.
I don't think it really reads any different than 65%, because if you didn't meet the it's just stating that if you don't meet the requirements,
then you don't get, well, then you get denied though.
But why can't it be 65% and we have to meet the requirements?
Because you can always go smaller. If you need to cut it back from 65 to 50 to meet all the requirements, then that's what you get.
But the township's not going to say no to 50%.
No.
No.
If it's already at 65.
No, that's what we're saying.
We're not going to say no.
65 is the max without going to the supervisors. And if you can meet the 65 and meet all the requirements of the stormwater and everything else, then you get the 65.
Section 414.4 saying lot coverage for non-residential projects in the DD district that comply with section 14 may be increased as follows. And then it says 65%, although it's 50% if you're 50 plus acres or whatever. But that's with these big setbacks. It still says may. It doesn't say shall. It's not automatic. Because I don't know how, if, you know, I think I could make a case in a court of common pleas or higher to say, they didn't give us a real reason. They just said we don't like it. But may is not something I can go to the bank on.
Is that the latest ordinance?
I'm reading the one that's on the on your website.
Is that the brand new ordinance?
That's
great.
Take a look.
Have you applied that previously, Tony, to say you meet the stormwater management, you get the 65%?
We've only had one instance where we went to 65%.
But
that was after a conditional use.
And they met the criteria and they got this. Okay, so there's a history there.
One. That's not history to me.
We're checking to make sure that was the latest ordinance, because I really thought it said 65% was the max.
14.4 is the 2017.
The supervisors.
The 2017? Is that when it was amended? Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a...
We're beating a dead horse here, I think, right now.
It still is a strong concern.
All right. Mr. Belwar?
All right, the last, we hit setback. I think we're good there. The last issue I want to address quickly with you, open space. Yeah. I understand everybody's agreeable on the open space requirement, but they do not want to provide any recreational facilities. We could approach it one of two ways. One is, I assume DPG is saying, please knock out recreational facilities, period. The other is to handle it as a fee in lieu. If you can't or don't want to provide recreational facilities, give us a fee in lieu.
I don't think
any thoughts there.
I think we said that we would do a dog park or do other things. We didn't say we were opposed to that. Okay.
And actually, the idea of having some recreational portion, I think that my client could live with, and we could leave that in there as long as it's proportionate to the size. Now, certainly, for example, your ordinance actually does say that for residential projects, if you have 50 units or more, then you have to provide for park space, okay? But it doesn't say that for smaller projects. In this situation, on the commercial end of it, the only thing that I had some concern was the last two sentences that I believe you added. I hadn't seen those before last week.
What were they, Johnny?
The ones that say, "The township shall make a condition of any conditional use that the greener recreational space must be concentrated in one or two areas and not spread out over the lot. The greener recreational area shall not be located in areas that are environmentally constrained or where stormwater management facilities are located."
What does that mean?
Those weren't in there between March and July.
Right, I added them
in the last 2 weeks.
So
we're not sure. One, we're a little bit uncertain about what that means, especially because it says one or two. But also the idea that although that at most we're going to presumably have 65% of the land covered, and then we're going to have 35% that is not going to be impervious surface and not developed at all. Some of that would almost certainly be part of the sewer planning that's intended. And some of it would even be stormwater related. Not all of it, and there certainly could be an area for dog park, recreation park, or whatever, but this seems like we have to, if we have to have 20%, we're talking 4 acres of ground on this side of the highway here, if this is 20 acres, right?
Yeah, and I think the 20% minimum is could be difficult, unless we're allowed to use some of the sloped forested area and say, hey, we can provide trails through here, which is difficult on those slopes, but...
No, that's something we were discussing, right? Trails?
Yeah, walking
trails.
Well,
I think... I think the 20% maybe is not reasonable, but we have to find a way to make that acceptable, too.
And as far as the stormwater management
areas, what is acceptable?
Well, you know, the 20% in terms of if it's spread out over the project's not a problem, I don't think, okay?
Of green space.
But
green versus recreation.
But maybe the idea that there has to be some minimum area of even recreation or park-like setting, if you will. You know, like
green space,
like an acre, as an example. And I'm not saying it has to be that number, but
20%.
It does.
To do something like that?
20% in which some sort of recreation
or trails as an alternative
has to be provided.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a way that we can do that, Mr. Belwar?
Absolutely.
Stay at the 20%, but then
do you want to do
you don't have to use it all.
Allow it to be spread out, but with one area kind of...
A minimum of 5% recreational area?
Well,
that would be 1 acre.
That's not unreasonable. Yeah. It was 5% would be an acre.
Yeah, but it's 7. But it's 7 acres. That's not much. The standards are going to apply to the 7 acre piece as well.
It won't because we're 10 acre minimum.
I was going to say it's 10.
Yeah, we have a 10 acre minimum.
But he's still considering my argument for 7.
Okay,
he hasn't said he is.
And the supervisors may very well accept that.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know whether that's. I'm just.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and,
if we
and
put it as a minimum of 5%.
Well, for what it's worth, and maybe I'm trading away, if we said, well, gee, 5% of 20 acres is 1 acre. Maybe you say 1% or 1 acre or 5%, whichever is greater. Something like that. You know, that allows for the fact that you're going to have at least some area.
I like the 20% and 5% usable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or 20%, 10% usable, or something so that we have something that you can put some...
If we can consider it that way.
Maybe you can put it on 5%, 20%, and 5% usable on anything.
20% green space.
20% green space on anything, let's say 10 acres plus.
So, but smaller, with the caveat, smaller lots need to be... You have to give us something that's reasonable.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, and like I was saying before,
is that something that you can work on, Mr. Belwar?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
And that's I wanted to bring up tonight. Glad to respond to any questions or comments that you all might have. Otherwise, I think we all have some work we have to do.
Sounds like
anything else?
I'll do some work.
The reverse frontage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just one last thing. I'm sorry. Thank you. I skipped over that because he was going down the numbers. In number nine, the access, there's still the idea that there would be, we'd have reverse frontage and that there would be a road parallel to the state road. And I thought in July we had kind of agreed to eliminate that. It says this could be modified, but given the fact that the only development district is along this road, I think that's kind of cross purposes.
I think what we agreed to was that there could be a perpendicular road, but it would not be up front, which would be unsafe, that it could be a connecting
in the back. Yeah, that's what the road would be behind the buildings, not parallel to the road, but not.
Can you offer acceptable language for where to put that road?
Sure. I mean, I think when we talked last time, the goal was to provide safe access to the internal workings of the development. I think that's where we left off last time. The way this reads, it shall be designed as a reverse frontage lot. So I think that limits what we can do and actually like doesn't work with what we have presented so far in terms of the layout of the driveway coming off the main road.
That sounds like it's a service road at the front of the property.
Right.
Yeah, no, that was not.
Is that acceptable? Can you work
some? Post some language. We'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that. I just wrote that down. All right.
Is there anything else?
No.
We appreciate the effort that's going into this, but getting back to that 65%, I want to say that I've been doing this a long time, and you know we've looked at, you know, I think Stroud was 65% in different townships. We recognize the need to show you that whatever we do is going to work and work well, but I have never seen the reverse where it's 25%, but show us it works and you get more density. And we really, you know, want to do the right thing here, but we got to be comfortable with it. So just to add that.
Thank you.
But we've certainly shown flexibility in a lot of these things and appreciate all your effort to make
it work. Any comments from the board?
Tamara, did you want to say something?
I was just whether you had an example about the signage that in the Milford area that they could see that you're thinking about in your mind's eye.
It's real simple. The least amount of signage that you can put.
Is there something along here that you recognize as being correct?
We're not going to compare this to anybody else. You don't want to compare any of it to anybody else. We're not going to do the signage.
Change the things that don't look good.
Yeah, most of the signs look terrible.
They're not the greatest.
The signs set the first tone of the quality of the project.
They do.
It's the first thing they see.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. Thank you. Anybody else?
Thank you. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, John.
Thank you for your time.
Good night,
buddy.
Good night, Tony.
Take care.
Good night, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, dude. Good night. I was going to put any public participation. Do you have anything to offer? Okay. Annual convention, township officials, October 3rd. Does anybody want to go to that? Or
they changed it this year. There's only 5 seats instead of 9.
5 available.
What day of the week is that?
Friday.
Friday. And the times?
I forgot.
The page is there somewhere.
It's on the back.
This one.
Oh, that one she's got. Oh, I got it in my phone. Everybody's sending me shit.
From 8 to 2.
8 p.m. to 2 in the morning? They serving drinks? So, Gary can't make it.
I will try to go.
I put in for it already.
I will try to go.
I go away that week, so I won't be in town.
Okay.
That's 4, 3 of us. You go into it, Johanna?
All right.
Data center regulations.
Tony, you going?
No, I'm not going.
Okay.
Data center regulations.
haven't had time to look at what Tony said.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I think I sent some information down to the planning commissioners. I would rather at this point just let you read that and talk about that maybe at our next workshop.
Well, I can't emphasize enough the importance that we enact something.
Yeah.
The data centers, from everything that I'm learning, are very problematic for the community.
Extremely.
So I think that we should look at whatever information that Tony has for us in reference to that, mm-hmm. whether it's good or bad, and suggest to the supervisors that they do some sort of advertising. We can always change an ordinance later time if we want, but if we have nothing, we've got nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Mr. Magnotta feels about that.
Actually, I was going to present to the supervisors the possibility of doing a study for data centers and the various environmental impacts that they have, and propose an ordinance allowing the supervisors to conduct a study for the next 6 months and then come up with an ordinance so that we would not allow any data centers during that period.
I could say from...
That's a good idea. Huh?
From my experience working in that industry for 6 years, is data centers have a huge environmental impact. The one is the amount of electricity they use, but on top of that is whatever power they're using, they're usually redundant. So they'll have more power than they can create. And what happens with that is utilities make deals with them. If they can provide power back to utility during great demand periods, like when it's super hot and the public's using a lot more, and super cold where a lot of heat's being used, they'll allow them to load shed power back to the utility, which gives them a cheaper rate in return. But the other aspect of that is there's large diesel generators on site that either have underground tanks or large belly tanks. So there's that environmental risk there, along with the excessive emissions from those when they are running. The air is heavy, that tends to stay within that area. It's not being drawn away. So like location of that closer to residential areas could be an issue. The other one is they use a tremendous amount of cooling, which...
Yeah, the water cooling.
They
yeah.
use a lot of water.
How many of them have recycling water?
So my experience between the data center world and working as electronics tech in the industrial world, because they both use cooling towers, is when cooling towers malfunction and there's fan failures, they go to the issue of just coming off of city water or well water, and that's what
they just pump it in.
That's what they start pumping through their heat exchangers, and they use tremendous amounts of water.
Yeah, up to 500,000 gallons a day.
It's...
I've actually yeah. seen them in Fairfax, Virginia. I've actually seen them bring pumpers with water to sites that where they've had a breakdown yeah. for cooling purposes.
There's a lot of environmental impact on them. And they're usually very square, ugly buildings.
They're noisy too, right? They drone.
There's a lot of noise based off the cooling towers outside. Fan mm-hmm. noise.
Those towers make a tremendous amount of noise.
How high are the towers?
It all depends. Sometimes they're the same height of the building. Other times yeah. they're on top of the buildings. So it's all
right, so
designed differently.
Some of the power
companies
have actually...
It could be boxed off, though, to stop the sound. Like, we had problems
some of the companies have actually encouraged them to use solar panels on top for additional power generation so they can buy the power back.
Like the compressor station up on mm-hmm. Fire Tower, the neighbor was complaining we had to put up a fence, a noise fence, just so that the noise wouldn't leave the site.
So there's a lot of environmental issues with those.
I think our biggest thing we got to move forward on is the solar backup energy for them, the recycling of the cooling water to avoid pulling out of our watershed, and what was it? One more thing.
So in...
Oh, and the noise.
So in essence, if Mr. Magnotta is going to recommend to the supervisors that an ordinance be enacted and gives you 6 months to do that, you realize that you're putting another thing on our plate, and are we willing to work that through in the next 6 months? That's the question, right, Mr. Magnotta?
That is the question.
Don't everybody talk at once.
Well, you know where I'm going, right on the computer and look at ordinances.
Well, is that reasonable to stack us with another?
There aren't many pencil that you'll find.
I don't think that...
Having nothing in place is...
Yeah, too detrimental.
Having nothing in place with a little bit of pressure on us is...
So then, Mr. Magnotta, then would you fashion a motion for someone to recommend this to the supervisors?
Yes, that would be fine.
We'll do it right now, and then we'll send it to them, right?
That's correct. I actually have something for them to look at Monday night.
Okay, so then... would someone make a motion that we recommend the without the lack of a better word, the moratorium on data centers while a zoning ordinance is developed? Is that appropriate, Mr. Magnotta?
That is correct. What we're actually doing is we're stating that the data centers have a tremendous amount of environmental concerns. There's presently no use provided for data centers, and we need time to study those concerns and develop a zoning ordinance that would, of course, allow for them if certain standards were met.
Okay, who's making that motion?
I'll make the motion, but I would like to add that it's going to be a large impact on the community, though.
Correct.
And who's seconding that?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? So please make sure that the supervisors know at their next meeting that's next Tuesday, right?
Tuesday night, yes.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday night?
Yeah, Monday's a holiday.
Yes, it's Tuesday. I will not be there, but I am sending in a report with that ordinance.
Zoning warehouse update. Do we have anything from Mr. Fuller?
John's going to call you. I forgot to send him your phone number. He's going to call you tomorrow, though.
Yeah, John was away last week, and I was away at the end of the week, so we missed each other completely.
Okay, so we'll table that. Mixed-use zoning amendment?
That we're waiting on this to be done with DEPG, because then we can convert from that to the mixed-use easy enough.
Eastern Pike Regional Sewer Plan, 537?
I don't know of anything that's happening with that. I will be at DEP Thursday morning for another meeting, so I can...
Ask Mr. Novotnik if there's movement on that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask Scott if there's any movement.
Okay. Any public participation?
I did have something with our... We used to have alternates on our board.
Yes.
Would it be possible to ask the supervisors, because we've had trouble making a quorum a couple of times, would it be possible to ask about some alternates again?
I believe we had two, Mr. Willis, is that correct? We had two alternates.
Yeah, we did have two alternates at one time.
What is the legality of that? How does the MPC provision
you
for
can
that?
You can have up to two alternate members of the board. The alternate members can come to the meetings but cannot vote unless the chairman at the outset gives them the authority to vote. So if you have an issue with the quorum and an alternate member is there, you would authorize him as to be a voting member at the beginning of the meeting.
Well, it would only be to satisfy a quorum.
Correct.
Okay.
They are allowed to come to the meetings and listen if they so desire, but they are not allowed to vote unless you authorize it. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's something we'd have to ask Shahan to have, or we'd have to make, we'd we have to
That actually has to be done by ordinance, by the supervisors. I believe there is one on file somewhere because we used to have alternates.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Could we ask them to
look into that? Look into that, yep. Okay. All right. Any other public participation? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Mike, good.